Parshas Vayeshev. I want to go through Perek Lamed Zayin, which is the Chalomos of Yosef and Mechiras Yosef. I want to make a variety of diukim in the psukim, and we'll focus on some more than others. So, however much time we have, that's what we'll try to get through as much as we can. So, we have Yisroel, Pasuk Gimel, Yisroel Ahavas Yosef Mikol Bonov, Kizen Sukunim Hulo. So he's called Va'asu Lo Ketonas Pasem. Why is he called Ben Sukunim? A variety of Pshatim, why he's called Ben Sukunim? Either because he was born Le'ezek Nuso, or because he was Chacham, or because his face was similar to, their faces were similar. Some of the Forshim ask, why was Binyamin not Ben Zakunim? And depending on which answer you give, it can make a difference. If it's specifically because their faces are similar, so it's understood why Davka Yosef and not Binyamin. Same for if he's Bar Chokim, then Yosef was, you could say Yosef was more of a Chacham. If it's the Eitzik Nusa, you seem to say a different answer, why Binyamin was not Ben Zakunim. Rashbam, Skuni, others give different answers. Ayin Sham. Al Kopanim, Sukkim continue. So Yaakov loved Yosef Mikol Echa, but Isnu also, brothers hated him, and he had the Chalomos. So in Pasuk Tes, so first of all, so just on the side, famous Rashi brings that Yosef tanned against the Achim about there being Ochol Eber Melechai, Mezalvu B'nei Ashvachos, Chashidim Al Arayos. So the whole discussion that we focus on many weeks about if before Matan Torah they had Din of Benach or Din of Yisrael, much of the focus stems from that Rashi. If you look at the Mizrahi, if you look at the Parshas Drachim, what the Vikuach Yosef and the Achim were is very totally on that Yosef had held he had a din Yisrael, and that the Achim held they had a din of Ben Noach, and there's certain kulas which we discussed before. There's certain kulas for Ben Noach as far as Eber Melechai are concerned. Certain kulas for Yisrael and chumras for Ben Noach, and that means that Yosef thought they were din Ben Noach, so they were eating Eber Melechai. Yisrael and the Achim held they had din Yisrael, so Achar Shechita there was a heter. But for din Ben Noach, you hold your Ben Noach, you have to wait until the behemoth is killed. Behemoth the Farchesas, behemoth Achar Shechita before Misa. Pshatim like that, the Achronim are master what the Vikuach Yosef and the Achim were. So moving on, you have in Pasuk Tes. Chalom od chalom acher vayisaper osol liachav. Vayomer hinei chalamti chalom od vinei Hashemesh verech vachasar kochavim mishnachvim li. And then pasuk yud Yosef told Yaakov told the Achim vayigarbo aviv. Yaakov got upset. Ma chalom mazeh asher chalamta havo navo ani vimcha veechecha. What is this chalom that we're all bowing down to you? And the Achim had kinnah vaviv shamar satavar. Rashi says, Yaakov was goer be Yosef. Yaakov yelled at him, "Lefishe amatel sina olov." And then, havon navo. Meaning Yosef caused sina, so Yaakov was upset with that. And Yaakov himself held that the chalom were going to be true, like it says Shamar Sadavar. Rashi says he amamtenu mitzape masayavo. He wanted to know when the chalom, the nevuah, was going to come true. But I want to focus on the Rashi of Havo Navo. Rashi says, what was Yaakov saying, Havo Navo? The halo imcha kfar mesa. Rachel already was dead at this point. V'hu lo haya yodeya shehadvar magiyin lebilha, shegidal tokimo. The Medrash says that Yaakov wasn't aware that when it says, Hashemesh v'hayareach v'achar sar kochavim mishtachavim li, so who's this aim, who's the yareach that we're referring to? That bowed down was referring to Bila. Zot Rashi Vaita, Rabbi Seinu Lomdu Mikan, She'en Chalom Below Dvarim Betelem. Gemara Brachos Stafman Hey, you see from this there's no chalom below dvarim betelin. V'Yakov nischavim lehotzi adover milev banav shelo yikanuhu. Yaakov's kavana was that the achim shouldn't have kinah for him, and that's why he said havo navo k'shem she'efshar b'imcha kacha shar batel. He was trying to say the same way that you see part of it's not true, so too, the rest is not true. I saw this a shena remez for this medrash that Yaakov of halo navo aniv imcha ve'achecha, that Yaakov was understanding halo imcha kvar mesa, that Yaakov's taina was it can't be true because Rachel already died. If you write the pasuk without any spaces in between, take the words asher chalamta havo. You take the resh from asher, and the whole word chalamta, and the hey from havo, it spells out Rachel Mesa. Shena remez that's kavanah of Chazal. Halo imcha kvar Mesa. Yaakov was really saying that with the words asher chalamta havo. Akopanim the pasuk pshat in the Rashi is that Rashi is saying two pshatim. The Medrash is saying that Yaakov made a mistake. You thought the dream was referring to Rachel? No, it's really referring to Bilhah. Rabu Seinu lamdu mikan, that really it's referring to Rachel. Aye, part of it's not true. That's okay. Ein chalom below dvarim betelim. But the rest of the chalom is true. That's the pashut pshat in the Rashi. Now, and then comes along Rashi to say, so you're going to tell me that Yaakov knew that it was true because ein chalom below dvarim betelim. So why was Yaakov goer bo? Why was Yaakov upset if he knew that the chalom was true? On that zecht Rashi, Yaakov's kavanah was lahotzi adover milev banav shelo yikanuhu. That's the pashut pshat in the Rashi. The Ramban understood Rashi like this, and the Ramban, after he brings the whole Rashi, says it can't be true. Well, if he daiti, well, he's really arguing on the Medrash that says that's referring to Bilhah, that it wasn't referring to Rachel, it was referring to Bilhah. Ufi daiti ki be'esher Yaakov l'mitzrayim kfar mesa Bilhah gam Zilpa. Bilhah and Zilpa did not bow down to Yosef because they already died. How does he know this? Because the pasuk says by the Shivim Nefesh, milvad neshe b'nei Yaakov, except for the wives of b'nei Yaakov. And that's the wives of b'nei Yaakov. It doesn't say that the 70 is milvad neshe nashav u'neshe banav. It's 70 plus the wives of b'nei Yaakov. But doesn't say lafuke the nashim because Yaakov's wives were already nifter. And he says, don't tell me that Bilhah would not be referred to as nasha because she's a pilegish, because in this pasuk itself, in the beginning of the parsha, it says in pasuk beis es bnei Bilhah es bnei Zilpah nishe aviv, that calls Bilhah the isha nashim and not the nashav and not the pilegish. So Ramban says, so because of that, Ramban has a new pshat in the Chalomos. But he says, how can the Medrash say that it's referring to Bilhah? Bilhah already died. Now, let's see the Gemara Brachos inside. Gemara Brachos, Tachin Heim and Aleph, says, Amar Rabbi Yochel Mishim Bar Yochai, Kishem she'iyef shel bar below tevin, kach iyef shel chalom below dvar betelim. The same way you cannot have tevua without a little bit of straw mixed in, so too, it's impossible to have a chalom without dvar betelim. Gemara's Mamshech, Amar Rav Berchaya, Chalom, so Nu Amara says, Chalom, afal pishe miktsaso miskayin, kulo ena miskayin. L'chora, the same idea, even though part of it is going to be miskayim, the whole thing won't be miskayim. Mi nolon, mi Yosef. Dechtiv, b'nei Hashem miskayi areyach, v'ahi shayta imei lo havis. At the time of the chalom, his mother was not there. What does it mean, his mother was not there? Zok Rashi, v'ahi shayta dechalom imei lo havis. What's ahi shayta? At that time of the chalom, his mother was not there. So Rashi is learning the Gemara, that the reason kulo eno miskayim is because at the time of the chalom, Rachel was not there. Shaita the chalom. That's Rashi, that's the Gemara. Now, l'chora, there's a ha'ar in the Gemara. L'chora, the Gemara is saying the same thing twice. What's Rav Bechaya adding to Rav Shimon Yochai? Rav Shimon Yochai says, Yeshel chalom, Yeshel lebar below tevin, kach yeshel chalom below dvarim betelim. Right? Every chalom will have a chelek of sheker. Comes Rebbe Chaya and says, Chalom, af bishem miskasam miskayim, kulo eno miskayim. Even though chalom will be miskayim, the whole thing won't be miskayim. What's he adding? Fair question. So Rav Elazar Moshe Horowitz in the Hagolos in the back of Brachos says, Luli Debre Rashi, he doesn't say the words Luli Debe Rashi, but his pshat is L'chora Luli Debe Rashi. He says like this. There's a difference between the lashon of Dover Batal and Chalom, which is not Miskayim. Dover Batal is more on right now, at the time of the Chalom, something is missing in the Chalom. So every Chalom will have that. Is there such a muslik that every Chalom will have the following? At the time of the Chalom, everything is there. The Chalom is predicting something for the future. And at the time of the Kiyum of the Chalom, it won't come true. The words Yifshal Chalom Lo Dvarim B'Telem aren't more about that case. Because at the time of the Chalom, everything is there. How do I know that in a case of when that it's Shayach, that every Chalom will have a case where at the time of the Chalom, everything is there, but in the future, whatever the Chalom predicted will not come true, that's also Bichlal, a true Chalom, and that's also Bichlal, a Dover Batal, and a Miskayim? Rav Berchaya is coming to add that case. Chalom af afisha mekzasu miskayim, kulo in a miskayim. Lashon miskayim means later on. Batal means right now. Miskayim means it won't be miskayim later on. And that, he says, we know from Yosef. How do we know that from Yosef? So he learns the Gemara not like Rashi. And the truth is the Gemara is referring to Bila. That when the Gemara says, hinei Hashem Shireya, the ahi shaita ime lo haves, what does it mean, hahi shaita ime lo haves? At the time of the kiyum of the chalomos, his mother wasn't there. Who's his mother? Bila, like the Medrash says, that Bila was gidalto ki'imo. That's pshat in the Gemara, ime lo havis. Bila wasn't there. And that's what it means, that afal pishim ektosim miskayim, kulo einim miskayim. At the time of the kiyum of the chalomos, there's not a complete kiyum because Bila wasn't there. And it's not like Rashi. Forward Rashi. Rashi says, hahi shaita, the chalom ime lo havis. This pshat is that he shaita the kiyum achalomos imei lo habit. And he quotes the Ramban, that the Ramban says Bila was not alive at the time of the kiyum achalomos. And he points out, this Rav Bechariah happens to be the Talmud of Rabbi Levi. Levi is the Baal HaMedrash that says imo could mean Bila, gidalto ki imo. He's going the ikvos of his Rebbe of the pshat with the Medrash. So this is not like Rashi. With a new pshat. If we take this pshat, could we put it back into Rashi Lefanenu? It would be a new taich in our Rashi of Havo Navo. Take a look at that Rashi again.
Pasuk Yod.
Paraklam and Zion Pasuk Yod. Havo Navo. The halo imcha kfar mesa. Yaakov said Rachel already died. V'hula yodeya shedvar magim lebilo shigdal paki imo. Really, the halom was referring to Bila. Now pause. At this point, put in the entire cheshbon of the Ramban, that we know that at the kiyum of the chalomos, Bila was not there to be mishtachem to Yosef. Rabuseinu lomdu mikan she'en chalom below dvarim b'telem. And in brachos, we learn out from here really the din of kulo eino miskayim, that from the fact, even though the Medrash said to Bila. But Bila was not around at the time of the kiyum of the chalomos. If assuming Rashi holds like this Ramban, if that's the case, that Bila was not around, so that's the raya, the ein chalom below dvar metalin, meaning referring to that second din of the Gemara at the time of the kiyum of the chalomos, there was no kiyum of the chalomos. And on that, so since Yaakov was referring to Rachel. But he knew that Shaykh Dover Batal, so Nischav in the Hoti Dover Milei Bonav Shleikanuhu. Why was he Gorbo? Not to be Maple Kinnah. Now, so Lefiza, Yushav Asagas Ramban. Ramban asked, how can you say it's referring to Bila? Bila wasn't alive. So you see that the Chalom didn't come true. We're saying in Hanami that the Chalom didn't come true. Hagufa, the fact that the Chalom didn't come true is Rabbi Sinu Lomdu Mikan is not arguing on the Medrash, it's explaining the Medrash. So that would be a pshat. L'chor is difficult to say for a number of reasons. First of all, Rashi in the Gemara, we said, Rashi in the Gemara learns that Ime Lo Habis is not referring to Bila. Ime Lo Habis is not referring to Shas Kiyum HaChalom. It's referring to at the time of the Chalom. Because Rashi says that he shaita the chalam imei lo havsa. At the time of the chalom, his mother wasn't there. Which mother are we referring to? Rachel, not Bila. So Rashi learned both lines in the Gemara of Efshar chalom below dvarim betelim, and the line of kulo einim eskayim are both referring to the time of the chalom. There will be something which is batal. And of course, the Ramban understood the Gemara kipshuto and the Medrash kipshuto, that Rashi coming to say two different things here in the Rashi al Torah. And furthermore, the diuk from Rashi himself, when Rashi quotes this halacha, he quotes it in a funny way. He doesn't say Rabbi Sinai lamdu mikan kulo eno she kulo eno miskayeh. Rabbi Sinai lamdu mikan she ein chalom below dvarim betelim. In the second line of the Gemara, where it says kulo eno miskayeh, Rashi quotes that as the first line's lashon of ein chalom below dvarim betelim. So Rashi is mixing the two drashas together. So if Rashi is not learning like the pshat of Wazir Moshe Harvitz, then Hoja Kusha Laduchte, the question comes back, what was Rav Berchaya coming to add to Rav Shimon ben Yochai? Rav Shimon ben Yochai said, every chalom is davar batal. Comes Rav Berchaya and says, I'll change the lashon, make a nice and new sounding drasha of Afapisha Miskayim, Kulo Eino Miskayim, Minolam Yosef. What's he coming to add to Rav Shimon ben Yochai? So the truth is, in Imre Noam, the Gra, he says the Girsa wasn't Amar Rav Berchaya. The Girsa was the Amar Rav Berchaya. And Rav Berchaya was coming to bring a Makor and a Raya from Shimon ben Yochai's den. Shimon ben Yochai said a Svara, Kishem Shi Yefshar Chalom below Dvar, Yefshar Tevin below Bar, Kach Yefshar Le Chalom below Dvar Betelen. And that Rav Berchaya says, I know that from Yosef. So if it's all one din, Mimela makes sense in Rashi. Rashi's saying that the whole Gemara is referring to Shasa Chalom, there will be something which is Bato. And that's why he himself mixes the lashon when he quotes Rav Berchaya's Lamdu Mikan. He quotes it as Ein Chalom Below Dvarim Betelim, because he's using the lashon from Rav Shimon Yochai to explain Rav Berchaya's din. He's mixing the two lashonos because he holds it's all one din, that at the time of the Chalom there will be something which is Bato. And that's Cholik on the Medrash, like the Marsha there says also, that the Pashup Shat, the Medrash and the Gemara are not the same. The Medrash holds that the whole Chalom came true. It's referring to Bila. And that's Ramban's Kasha on the Medrash. But the Gemara learned that it's referring to Rachel, and there's Davar Batel. And even though there's Davar Batel, still every Chalom has something which is Batel.
Parshas Yaakov didn't know going into this that in every Chalom there's Davar Batel?
No. So very good. So he does. So Yaakov knew there's Yefshar L'Chalom Below Dvarim Betelim, even though it's learned that from Yosef, Pashas Yaakov knew it, and that's why he yelled at him. He yelled at him because, not because, even though he knew, that's the pshat. Rashi says, Shomer Sadavar, Hemantinu Mitzapem Messiah Yobo. He knew it was true, but why did Rashi yell at him? That's the Hemshech of Rashi. Yaakov Nishavin, the Hotia Dover Me Lev Bonov. Meaning, the whole Gufa is the Hemshech, is the Smichos Dvarim of Rashi. Once Rashi tells me, Ein Chalom Below Dvarim Betelim, and Yaakov Mistama knew that, so why did he yell? Yaakov Nishavin, the Hotia Dover Me Lev Bonov. It was only to create Shalom Ben Achim. Now, this was further idea that Yaakov wasn't goer, another raya, I guess, that Yaakov didn't yell because he thought Yosef was saying Sheker, but it must be Shaliyah Tilkina, is there's an interesting rush here. The rush says, very nice for Yaakov, what was Yosef's heter to stir up problems with the Achim? What was Yosef's heter to say over the Chalom? So he says the Chiddush, this Chalom was a Nevuah, and we say that the Gemara holds that HaKovish Nevuaso Chayav Misa B'dei Shemayim, someone who holds back his Nevuah is Chayav Misa B'dei Shemayim. So Yosef held it was better to relay the Nevuah and possibly be killed at the hands of his brothers, then vadai to be chayiv misibdei shemayim by holding back the chalom. Assuming Yaakov knew this as well, why did Yaakov yell at him? It's a good thing to keep the salach of kovish nivoso.
He could have just told him, obviously.
Whatever reason, the nivu had to be b'fnei kulam. So on that, again, why did Yaakov yell? L'chora, not be'emes, but just l'yat hokena. Vayter in the parsha, so Yaakov sends Yosef to make shalom with the Achim. So Baruch Chaim points out, we know Shluchei Mitzvah Ein Nizokin. So how did they come to Yosef? of a couple of pshatim. It could be a shchiyah chazeka, because the Achim hated him. And makom shchiyah chazeka, when hezek is found, then there will be hezek. I saw why Yaakov sent him. Yaakov held that there's it's not shayach that shluchim mitzvah not nizok in any case. But we hold that by shchiyah chazeka there will be hezek. Or the pshat is that it's really not called hezek because in the end it came to. We needed the galus to come to create Klal Yisrael. So then Yosef is coming, and the Achim point out is coming, and they say let's kill him, and let's blame it on a chayah ra achalasu. So Reuven heard this, pasuk chaf aleph vayasleil miyodom bayomer lo mekenu nafesh. Vayomer leim Reuven al tishbichu dom. Hashlicha uso al bor hazeh. So Reuven said, throw him into this boar. Asher ben midbar. V'yad al tishlichu bo. Don't put a hand on him. Laman hatzil uso miyodam. To save him. So the famous drasha of, we say that the boar, the pasuk says later on, a boar rake aim bo mayim. Aim bo mayim av al nechashim v'akrovim yeshbo. There was snakes and scorpions in this boar. So the Ramban and others point out here in this pasuk, so Reuven's saying, Leman Hatzil Oso, let's put him in this boar to save him. What kind of saving is this to put him into a boar where there is Nechashim V'Akrovim? The Ramban says it was a deep boar. They couldn't see deep down. They couldn't see the Nechashim V'Akrovim. The Chizkuni says something fascinating here. Chizkuni says there was two boars. Reuven wanted to put him into boar Aleph. There was no, and in boar Aleph there was no Nechashim, there's no Akrovim. Laman Hatzil Oso. Afterwards, the Achim, when Reuven left, the Achim came and put him into a different boar. And on that boar, it says, Habor Reik Embo Maim Aval Nechashim Akravim Yeshbo. This answers a lot of the Yukim in the Psukim. Zot Reuven, Hashlich Oso El Habor Hazeh. Put him into this boar, not the other boar which you guys have in mind, which is more dangerous with Nechashim Akravim. V'yad Al Tishlechupo. And don't touch him, i.e., don't touch him and throw him into another boar. Laman Hatzil, so this is in order to save him. And later on, when it says in the Pasuk of Dalad, Vayikachuhu Vayishalchu Oso Habor, that boar became a Mayan, they threw him into a boar. So, it's like a little bit extraneous. Reuven says, throw him into the boar. And then, in Pasuk of Dalad, it says, and they took him, they threw him into a boar. Teretz is, it's not a kefil. It's not saying over what to do and then that they did it. The first one was put him into this boar. Pasuk Chavdal is teaching us that the Achim took him from Bor Aleph and put him into Bor Beis, and in Bor Beis we darshan the Borik and Bomayim on the Chashim Akarvim Yeshbo because the Achim had worse intentions than Reuven. That all that the Chesuni says.
Yeah, qual for a boar though.
What boar? That is always the Chashim Akarvim.
Yeah.
No, dafkan that boar.
Just
Borik and Bomayim. Because Gemara darshan from wise to say and Bomayim. It says and Bomayim, but the Chashim Akarvim Yeshbo, and the assumption was there only was one boar in this whole Maisa, right. So that boar had the Chashim HaKrabim. So what's the Hatzalah of Reuven? On that we say, no, only there was two boars, and Reuven was going to put him to a different boar.
Is that affecting anything about when Reuven came back and said he's not in the boar?
Oh, so I was wondering which boar he looked into, or he went to his boar.
That doesn't change anything,
yeah. So then, the big question here, let's focus on this, is who sold him and how did the Mechiras work? By Pasim, Ketonis Pasim, Rashi says that Pasim is the Rashi tables for four different Mechiras. But you look at Pasuk Chavches, it's interesting. So, the Achim changed their mind, the Achim see the Yishmaelim are coming. Okay, it says, Vayisu Einehim, and the Yishmaelim are coming. And Chav Zayin, Lechuv, and then print him to Yishmaelim. Yehuda says, let's go and let's sell him to Yishmaelim. Chavches is, Vayavru anoshim midjanim. All of a sudden, forget the Yishmaelim, midjanim came, midjanim socharim. Vayimshachu vayalu es Yosef min habor. So they took him and they took Yosef from the boar. Vayim kris Yosef, they sold Yosef la Yishmaelim. So it sounds like the intention was to sell him to Yishmaelim. Midjanim come. The pashtas, the Achim, pull him out of the boar and sell him to the Yishmaelim. And they bring Yosef to Mitzrayim. Why did we mention at the beginning of the pasuk that the Midjanim are coming? So Rashi says, Vayim shechu ben Yaakov v'tosim ben abor. Vayim machruhu la Yishmaelim. Vayishmaelim la Midjanim. La Midjanim la Mitzrayim. The Seder Dvarim was Achim to Yishmaelim, Yishmaelim to Mijanim, Mijanim to Mitzrayim. So why is it supposed to say that there was Mijanim there? To point out what's going to happen afterwards. To point out that they were around for the Yishmaelim to sell Yosef to the Mijanim. Even though the Pasuk doesn't mention that fact, that's what happened. I, Rashi here, says only three Mechiras, and Rashi by Pasim says four Mechiras. Okay, Mephorshim deal with it. One's Pshuto Shalmikra, one's what happened. So it's a problem. Okay. But Lachor, this Pshat is a little bit dochik, because Ikar Choshim and HaSefer, that the Yishmaelim sold Yosef to the Mijanim, doesn't say that anywhere. Just mentioned the Mijanim were around. What's Pshat? Another kasha is, there's a variety of psukim which seem to be associated with each other in terms of who sold him to who. The end of this pasuk says, Vayaviu es Yosef Mitzrayim. The Yishmaelim brought Yosef to Mitzrayim. And it also says that in Perek Lamites, pasuk Aleph. Miyad ha-Yishmaelim asher hariduhu shama. The Yishmaelim brought Yosef to Mitzrayim. However, the last pasuk in this perek says, V'hamidonim machru oso Mitzrayim. It says that the Midonim, who may or may not have been the same as the Midjanim, sold him to Mitzrayim. So was it the Midjanim or was it the Ishmaelim? You hear? And then also in Perek Mem Hei, Pasuk Dalad, when Yosef says, already much later on, Yosef says to the Achim, Ani Yosef Achichem Asher Mechartim Otim Mitzrayim. The Achim sold him to Mitzrayim. So was it the Achim? Was it the Ishmaelim? Was it the Midjanim? Sukkim are also, sir. There's that.
You're going to bounce around, though.
So each pasuk is referring to a chelik of the process?
Yeah, and like, Makarta leaves in Charmi, the final outcome. I don't think that's that much of a question.
Okay. But as far as Hariduhu Shama or the Mejanim Solon to Potipar, that Lahore is a stira. Another question on these Sukkim. Let's go right to the Sukkim, then we'll come back to all of this. So they come back to Yaakov and they say he's not here, and they show him the ketones pasim, and Yaakov took that as a raya that Yosef was dead. So two questions here. First of all, I don't have an answer. There's a question. Mishnah in Yevamos Snaf Kuf Chaf says that you can't make edus on someone being dead from someone's clothes. So why did Yaakov believe that Yosef was dead just by seeing his clothes?
Huh? Maybe the raya is from here.
Because in the end he was alive?
Yeah.
And Yaakov made the mistake?
So Edus does not mean, like, you know, personal belief, but, like, it's very different.
Okay.
Right, is that, like, by Chiyav Misa, like, you can't make someone, like, what are we talking about, like, marrying?
Yeah, that's for sure.
Being married?
Yeah. So that's fine. It could be that it was...
I mean, any clothing or, like, in special clothing?
Oh, like Tonus, that's one of the Mahafim. Tonus Pasim was different. Yosef special clothing. Also, how were the Achim Stamakash? How were the Achim able to be Meshaker to their father and say Chayaru Achalasu if they knew he was sold? How were the Achim able to be Meshaker? It's a fair question, no?
So why?
Also, on a quick aside, how did they trick Yaakov? The Pasuk says in Lamed Aleph, they took the Ketanos Yosef, Vayishchatu Seir Izim, they shechted Seir Izim. Rashi says, why Seir Izim? Domo domo l'shel Adam. Dam Seir Izim is doma t'shel Adam. So Mephorshim asks, again the Chizkuni asks, Gemara in Gittin Sanhedrin with Nevuzodron. Nevuzodron came into Beis Hamikdash and saw the Dam of Zechariah that was toasted, it was boiling. And he said to the Kohanim there, what is this Dam? So they told him it's Dam Zvachim. Said it's the Dam of the Zvachim. They lied to him just because they lied to him to try to get him off their case. So he said, go bring me Dam Zvachim. And they brought Dam Zvachim, and he said, doesn't look the same. Lo Idmu. Doesn't look the same. Shvetim Farshim. Rashi here says Dam Izim and Dam Adam look the same. There. Okay, so which Dam Zvachim did they bring? Lahore, they brought all Dam Zvachim, including Seir Izim. So Balei Tosfos asked this question. They give three different answers. First answer is I don't know what this means exactly, but that the Dam of Zechariah, which was being toasted, which was boiling, actually had other Dam mixed together with it, so it wasn't just Dam Adam. Another answer is the case of Zechariah was different. It was nace. It was just that it was in order for there to be nekama. So in the case of a nace, that's why it boiled. In that case, that's why it looked different. His case was yotzei m'hakhlal. Another answer is the dam of Zechariah was there for a very long time. And dam, which is there for a very long time, loses its color and won't look the same. Also, Balei Tosfos point out, interesting remez, v'yishchatu seir izim. The Rashi tables v'yishchatu seir izim backwards is esav. Meaning, it's a midah k'neged midah. The same way Yaakov tricked his father with big day izim, so too Yaakov's son tricked him with seir izim. Or dam seir izim. Chavos Yoyer in Simin Lamid gives an answer. They're only comparable if you put them next to each other. But the case of Nebuzadron and Zechariah, they compare the dam of the Ezim to the dam of Nebuzadron. Here, when Yaakov was just looking at it on its own, then it's not. Then it could be comparable. Then you cannot tell a difference. But when you compare them, you could tell the difference. The Marm Shif there also gives another answer. The Vayter in the so. After we have all these auras in the psukim, let's try to. I just want to say over one mahalich to give an interesting mahalich. So, you look at the Ramban or Chaim Chayak, or all of the Mefarshim deal with these questions about exactly who did the mechira and who how it ultimately got down to Mitzrayim. The Ramban talks about an approach about how the Mejonim did schoro, but the Ishmaelim kind of hired him, so he belonged to the Ishmaelim, but the Mejonim were like the Shluchim. So really, everyone had a yad in Yosef. Ein sham b'Ramban. However, again, while I'm fascinated by the pshat of the Rashbam and the Chaskuni because it's against what you're taught growing up. The Rashbam says that the brothers had in mind, like Yehuda said, lechuvenim kren l'Yishmaelim. The intention was to sell them to Yishmaelim. And before the Yishmaelim got there, the Mejonim pulled out Yosef from the boar. It's like, you know, the Chazal say that they were sitting a little bit far away from the boar, that they shouldn't be eating on, you know, kilu on dam Yosef, Yosef from the boar. They shouldn't be just having a good time right next to the boar. So they were sitting far away. So while they were looking in one direction, they're like, oh, look, the Ishmaelim are coming. From behind, the Mejonim snatched Yosef. So in Pasuk Chav Ches, when it says, v'yimshechu v'yalu es Yosef min ha'bor v'yimkru, it's all referring to the Mejonim. The Mejonim pulled Yosef up. The Mejonim sold Yosef. And that's why the Pasuk mentions the Mejonim, because they were the ones that did all this. Then they sold him to the Ishmaelim. The Pasuk of that Yosef said, you sold me. So like Levi said, you sold me means you caused me to be sold to Mitzrayim. And you're also going to have to say this pshat in a couple of other psukim. In this week's Haftorah, in Amos, the pasuk says, "Al machram bekesef tzadik," because you sold for kesef, you sold tzadik, you sold Yosef. What does it mean? Lachor, you have to say it means that you caused Yosef to be sold, not that you sold Yosef. Also in Tehillim, kuf hey, it says le'ebed nimkar Yosef, and there it's referring to Klai Yisrael, it's not referring to Mejonim. It's referring to the Klai Yisrael, Le'eved Nimkar Yosef, you sold Yosef, it means through you, Yosef was sold. The Chizkuni here is Mosif to the Rashbam. Chizkuni has the same Mahalech, that the Mejonim pulled out Yosef, sold him to the Ishmaelim. Then he says that the Ishmaelim gave Yosef as a Pikadon to the Mejonim, even though that's not Mefurish in the Pesukim. Although it's similar to the Ramban, that like the Ishmaelim had bialus over him, and the Mejonim had a role, that the Mejonim, no, they had Yosef as a pikadon here. So Lufi Zeh, Chizkuni says all the psukim are Miyushev. What does it mean Yosef said to the Achim, you sold me to Mitzrayim? Same shot, you caused me to be sold. What does it mean that the pasuk says the Ishmaelim were Horiduhu Shama? It means because the Ishmaelim Taka owned him. And what does it mean at the end of Perek Lamed Zayin that the Mejonim sold him to Potiphar, because he was a pikadon biyad the Mejonim, so he also sold him to what? No, pikadon biyad Mejonim. The Mejonim sold him to Ishmaelim, and then the Chizkuni says they gave it back to the Mejonim as a pikadon. Doesn't explain why that happened, but huh? They sold him to right, so he had him right. So biyad.
So
he was biyad ha-Mejonim, but Ishmaelim owned him. So And Yishmaelim Hariduhu Shama means that, I guess it means not that he literally, that Yishmaelim literally brought him down, but since he was owned by the Yishmaelim, he was brought down through the Yishmaelim. Then he says something interesting. This is fascinating. The Achim didn't know any of this. The Achim are still like, hey, when the Yishmaelim coming, whatever. And Yosef was pulled up from the boar from the Midyanim. So they be'emes thought Chayara Ahalasu. I don't know if Chayara Ahalasu means those Nechashim and Akrabim that were in the boar or some other Chayara. But they be'emes thought that Yosef was killed. And he says, Lefizeh, a lot of things are Yishev. First of all, he's bothered. The Achim didn't look over the whole world to try to find Yosef. Why not? Someone would have to know where he is. There it is. They thought he died. Furthermore, how were they able to mishaker the Aviv? Chayra Achalasu? He wasn't mishaker. They thought Bemes. Chayra Achalasu. Furthermore, you read the Psukim with the Achim sitting by Yosef in Mitzrayim. There's a lot of funny things going on. Yosef gives preferential treatment to Binyamin, gives him extra amount, puts him next to him. The Achim didn't, these are shiftei kar. They didn't make anything of this? They didn't realize that Binyamin's getting preferential treatment?
I heard you talking about the boar. I just want to see if I read some commentaries. It's written habor rek.
Yeah.
So if it is rek, which means ein bo afilu nechashim v'akrabim.
Ein bo mayim. Mashma mayim ein sham, aval yesh davar achar sham.
Mina bitu yashini.
Ken. Ve'en bo mayim.
Chacham farshim omri.
Ken. Tada. So, where were we? There was, in Mitzrayim, how were the Achim, how did the shit take hold? How were they unaware of all these things that, this is what Kuni says. He gave Binyamin an extra portion. He sat them in age order. How did he know what the age order was? B'chor ki b'choroso, tzir ki tziroso. Why didn't they recognize him b'mare o b'dibur? You know, the famous thing that Yosef showed them Mila. Yosef showed them Mila as a raya. Good. But the question of how they didn't recognize the sound of his voice or how he looked. So, good Chazal say Chasim HaZaken, but without that, they didn't recognize Yosef, especially if he looked like Yaakov. They didn't recognize Yosef, and they couldn't recognize the way that he spoke. So the Teretz is, they didn't have a suffix. If it wasn't that they were misuffic, if he's alive or not, they be'emes thought Chayra Chalosu, where is he? So we'll see that Mahalich. A lot of the Dukim are Miyushev. Okay, we'll stop here.
When Reuven said, where is he? What did they say about him?
So you think they were... Is that, if they're mowed on the...